News. Golf Club Charity Day raises over £6,000. Sturminster Marshall Golf Club near Poole hosted a day of golfing competitions, stalls and challenges on Sunday 5th July to raise money for our charity as we support one of their club members, Tony. After choosing us as their Charity of the Year for 2026, club owner Mike and team member Claire organised the day with Tony and his wife Cozy, assisting with planning activities for the day. The event brought together golf club members, staff, friends and families, sponsors and visitors. Cozy says, at the first hole, Mike encouraged players to have a go at being blindfolded, with a prize for the person who managed to get nearest to the pin. Those taking part, who were really good golfers, were shocked at how challenging it was. Staff member Sarah brought along simulation spectacles, which enable people to get an idea of the sight of those who are vision impaired. Players and visitors were able to have a go on the putting green while wearing them. A raffle and an auction were also held during the event. Sarah says, I felt privileged attending the event, with a stall providing information about the support Blind Veterans UK offers. Cozy and all those involved in putting the day together did a fantastic job, and a total of £6,036 was raised for Blind Veterans UK. Dennis receives award after decades of inspiring school children. A 94-year-old blind veteran and former teacher has won a Founders Award after spending nearly two decades helping primary school children develop a love of reading. Dennis Green, known affectionately by many pupils as Mr. George, received the award during an emotional farewell assembly at Hayden Primary School on what was his final visit as a volunteer reader. More than 300 children gathered in the school's sports hall to celebrate his remarkable commitment, cheering and singing in recognition of the difference he has made to generations of pupils. The award was presented by our community support worker, Jonathan. During the assembly, children also presented Dennis with two specially created books filled with letters, messages and memories as a heartfelt thank you for his years of dedication. Dennis has been volunteering at Hayden Primary School for the past 19 years, listening to children read and sharing stories. A former secondary school teacher himself, he has drawn on decades of classroom experience to help countless young people improve their confidence and literacy skills. His volunteering continued even after he developed sight loss caused by age-related macular degeneration. He says, when my sight started to fade, reading became very difficult. I used to take a magnifying glass into school to help me read. Sometimes I couldn't quite make out a word and the children would spell it out for me. In a way, it helped them with their spelling as well. Staff member Christine Booth raises £825 running Barnsley 10K. Having seen the way that Blind Veterans UK changes lives, our community support worker Chris decided to run Barnsley 10K to raise money for the charity. This was Chris's third time running this race for charity. She smashed her £300 target and finished with a big smile on her face. She says the day was sunny and warm, not as hot as it had been the previous few days, thankfully. What's more, luckily there were children with water guns and a fire engine spraying water to help combat the heat. I'm not a fast runner, but I completed the course in 1 hour, 25 minutes and 48 seconds, a little slower than last year. Chris's partner Andy came to cheer her on with our staff. We are immensely proud of Chris for this achievement and for the wonderful donations she has received. Staff member Glynis Gillam receives British Empire Medal. Congratulations to Glynis on receiving her British Empire Medal, BEM, a richly deserved recognition of her outstanding service and dedication to the charity. Presented by the Lord Lieutenant of East Sussex in July, the award honours Glynis's remarkable contribution to Blind Veterans UK and the community over almost 30 years. Throughout her career, Glynis has served in a variety of roles, always demonstrating an unwavering commitment to supporting our veterans. Many of you will have first-hand experience of her commitment. Now Senior Outreach Manager, she continues to make a lasting difference to our members. Everyone at Blind Veterans UK is immensely proud of Glynis and this well-earned achievement. Good luck to our South Coast Ultra team. We would like to send all the luck to our 7 members and their guides who are taking on the South Coast Ultra this month. The team will be pushing their physical and mental limits as they set off from Eastbourne and make their way along the South Downs Way, each tackling distances of 25, 57 or 100 kilometres. Those attempting the full 100 kilometres will arrive in Arundel after approximately 24 hours. There's still time to show your support. You can read all about our team and visit their Just Giving pages at blindveterans.org.uk/news/south-coast-ultra-2026.